It's that time of year again when students are faced with the what I did on my summer vacation composition at school. Four high school seniors from Louisville, Kentucky have something to say and may be reliving their experiences well into their work as adults. These young women spent a month between a nature conservancy site near Abingdon, Virginia, and in Bath County as paid interns and learning about environmental advocacy. The Nature Conservancy's LEAF program is open to rising high school seniors who might not have opportunities to spend so much time outside and to learn about wildlife. I spoke first with Sanoa to find out what she'll remember from her summer.
One thing that, which I really enjoyed it, so it like definitely stuck out for me, was when we went down to Clinch River and found dead mussels and measured the diameter of them. We identified the species, which I really loved that. And then we also learned that certain animals need certain habitats, which was really interesting because I never knew. I thought that nature was just one big thing, that animals lived just outside. I didn't know that certain animals needed certain trees and grass to really thrive and survive.
Before this, Sanoa liked the idea of becoming a wildlife veterinarian, but her contact with people in that field was slim to none. LEAF changed that.
You make connections and bonds with people, and I met a girl named Casey who wants to be a wildlife technician, and she's in college right now, so she gave me a bunch of pointers and that it's a lot of work, but it's humbling and that it would be a good experience. And overall, you just make great bonds because you're with these people for so long.
Elizabeth, another intern, and I talked more about some of the experiences she and Sanoa had over the month, and then I asked her if she felt like any of them made job choices clearer for her. When she hesitated for a while, I reminded her, experiences sometimes tell us just as much about what we don't want to do. So saying never again would be just fine, but Elizabeth explained.
No, I've actually learned that I want to do this. I wasn't really into it as much as I am now after going and experiencing, and I'm like, I like this kind of work. I thought the labor part of it, the manual labor part of it, I was going to hate, but that was like the part that I actually liked for some reason.
Bath County had been through a very long dry spell this summer, and then we'd had some heavy rainfall. Cleaning out water breaks on trails was one of the tasks the young women worked on, and they were able to see a before and after of their handiwork. Again, Elizabeth.
When we first went, you can see like the debris and the desedimentation from up the hill. They were flowing down more, but the water bars were effective. They did work, and they were stable when we came back.
Alicia reflected, too, on her month in the mountains and the boost of confidence that new skills can give.
I never thought I would know how to swing a swing blade. It's called a swing blade, but it's like the poor man's lawnmower. It's for trail work. Or being able to use a handsaw. And there's something that we use to make water bars, and I call it the Snow White pick. But yeah, I never thought I'd use so many tools and like actually be good at it.
For more information about the Nature Conservancy and the LEAF program, visit tnc.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.